plan for more deaths. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. We're learning more about the objective of the 18-year-old accused of killing 10 people at a Buffalo, New York grocery store.
From the beginning of this investigation, investigators have said this was clearly a hate crime. This 18-year-old drove about 3.5 hours to get to this grocery store in Buffalo, New York, and the plan, according to sources, was to kill as many people in this black community as he could. We have federal authorities out here, local and state, and it's still an active investigation. Investigators tell us he wasn't just going to start and end here at this grocery store, but believe he wanted to go around this neighborhood here and shoot other people as well. Of the 13 people shot, 11 were black.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Buffalo, New York. A 17-year-old boy has been charged with second-degree murder after a 16-year-old boy was fatally shot near the Bean sculpture in downtown Chicago's Millennium Park, which is among the city's most popular tourist attractions. That shooting prompting a curfew at the park to combat violence. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has officially tallied 1 million U.S. deaths attributed to the coronavirus pandemic.
The White House had last week announced the number themselves. Some states and cities are reporting increased case numbers of COVID-19 again. New York City's mayor says it's enough to strongly recommend indoor mask wearing again, though he stopped short of announcing another mask mandate.
Fox's Eben Brown. The White House says it's been working with major infant formula manufacturers to help identify transportation, logistical, and supplier hurdles as the administration works to solve a nationwide shortage. In a statement, the White House says it's asked retailers like Target, Amazon, and Walmart to identify parts of the country at risk of critically low supply. The FDA is also approving imports of more foreign-made formula. A Michigan Abbott plant was forced to halt production of formula earlier this year after a recall. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Gas prices have hit a new record high.
$4.48 per gallon for regular unleaded. That's the national average, according to AAA, in a record high. That's also crushing truckers at $5.56 per gallon, the national average for diesel, and with no relief in sight yet.
We're high for two reasons. One was COVID. And now, second big reason for inflation is Vladimir Putin. And gas prices, not a joke.
As critics blame President Biden's policies, shutting down the Keystone Pipeline, and last week, canceling drilling leases in Alaska and along the Gulf Coast, as oil analysts expect that higher prices at the pump will come into summer. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
McDonald's says it started the process of selling its Russian business, which includes 850 restaurants employing 62,000 people. The fast food giant pointing to the humanitarian crisis caused by the war, saying holding on to its business in Russia, quote, is no longer tenable, nor is it consistent with McDonald's values. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says with 2 9-month-olds at home, he felt the nationwide infant formula shortage personally.
While many have blamed the government, Buttigieg pushed back on CBS Face the Nation, saying Abbott Nutrition's plant shutdown due to a safety issue is the main factor.
This is the difference between a supply chain problem, in other words, a problem about moving goods around, and a supply problem, which has to do with whether they're being produced in the first place.
The FDA closed the Michigan plant in February and is working now to make it safe enough to ramp up production again. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness has repeated as box office champ, taking in another $61 million in its second week in theaters. So far, the movie has made more than $500 million around the world. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.